Smitty's Notes does more to spread the word about goings-on in the Triad and to bring people together than just about any other single source in our community. Today, 15 years after its inception, Smitty's Notes e-newsletter is just as vital as ever, and it's now on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. The man behind Smitty's Notes is Jeffrey Smith. The litigation paralegal has served and continues to serve on dozens of boards and community organizations, including some he founded, like Evening with 8 plus Smitty, a dining concept that introduced the general public to the Winston-Salem community. Smitty's a lifelong resident of Winston-Salem. As one of the first residents in the new downtown area of Triad Research Park, the self-described urban pioneer dropped by recently to reflect on 15 years of Smitty's Notes and community building.
Everything that's around me wasn't there 12 years ago, but now, you know, it's hustling and bustling, and I enjoy that, and 4th Street's hustling and bustling, Trade Street's hustling and bustling. 12 years ago, all that wasn't happening, but we saw a sea of change around 2007, 2008. Everybody kind of like, okay, I think we're all on the same page, and they start coming downtown.
It seems like people are embracing Winston-Salem in a new way. Like, this is a really cool place to be.
Yeah. Yep, that is the big thing that's going on, is they've kind of like opened their eyes and realized that there's a lot more going on than they thought, and that's a good thing.
Well, a lot of that is hats off to you, because when I first moved here back in 2002, you were the go-to stop, Smitty's Notes, to figure out what's going on in this town. I mean, Austin has its Chronicle, the Village Voices in New York, and we've got Smitty's Notes. What's been some of the more satisfying aspects of what you do?
Actually, someone emailed me and asking me, could you help out on a certain thing, or could you give me some direction? People don't realize that Smitty's Notes is not only the email newsletter and website, but I had a dinner program that I did for 10 years that brought community leaders into the program and basically talked about what they did. And then with that, the attendees met other people from around Winston. I was very happy about that. I mean, I think I had like 1,300 people who attended the program, probably 60, 70 speakers. Of that, two people got married. Some people got each other jobs.
Share some of your vision for this city, some directions you'd like to see it going.
You know, one thing I really wish the city would do is actually come together a lot more. We saw that with the music series that started back in 1997. People who worked together for years talked about each other's families, but at 5 o'clock they kind of like went their separate ways. It became a lot different with the music program, because all of a sudden you have people introducing each other to families. We need to do more of that in this community. I think when you start hanging out with each other after 5 o'clock in a more relaxed setting, you know, you do a little brainstorming, I guess figuring out what we can do better. So I wish our community could do a lot more together.
I know that was part of the vision of Phil Haynes, to have more gathering spots to bring people together. You two knew each other well.
I knew Philip, and he was one of my mentors. He gave me a lot of good advice over the years. I miss him. One of the best bits of advice that Philip gave me was always visit other communities, and then from that, bring it here to Winston. And that was what he was good at. He learned about what was going elsewhere and around the country and around the world, and with that, can we replicate that here? That's my philosophy too. I traveled quite a bit before I got MS and learned a lot and watched a lot. And with that, brought everything back here.
Jeffrey Smitty Smith. You can find Smitty's Notes via e-newsletter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And you'll find links at wfdd.org/triadarts. Smitty's celebrating 15 years of spreading the word about goings-on in our community and bringing people together. Thank you, Jeff. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.